Yeah.
Oh my god, that was so bad.
No, it wasn't bad.
What? What was good about that?
Everything. It was a love song.
It was. They just said, "Hey, Juliet," over and over.
You're fine. You really blow my mind.
That's disgusting. And then it went on. Don't sing like that.
Everybody show. Don't judge my singing
off
of that.
Do you want to talk about how you got sick?
No.
Why? How do, you said it was weird and gross.
I don't want to talk about it, okay? Just play your stupid next song.
No. How'd you get sick? Tell me.
I don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah, let's just play your song.
Did you get sick from your boyfriend with headgear?
He broke up with me.
That's so sad and so funny. And
no, gee, you were about to show some nice stuff, and then you just went crazy with it.
I went crazy
you
with it?
You were going to be sympathetic towards me. You used to be sympathetic towards me, and you were like, I'm going to a liberal arts school. I have to be jaded.
I'm not jaded. I'm just awesome.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Whoa.
The world sucks.
Is that what you really sound like?
That's what you sound like.
Wow, I sound like a tool.
Yeah, you do. Let's just play your song.
Okay.
That was not that good.
What are you talking about?
Well, it it's just so monotone. It actually, that would be the perfect song for you because it's just so monotone. So monotone. You never show any emotion.
It's just
real. I think
real.
We need to talk about this more.
Psychologically, in your past. What happened in my past?
I don't know. Do you want to talk about it?
No.
Are you sure? Because I'm here.
Don't even pull out your pad and paper and try to...
I'm just trying to make you more comfortable. You want to lie down?
Don't put on glasses. That's weird.
The floor is really comfortable. I can get a couch in here by next week.
It's really dirty on the floor.
How about let's just have... Okay, guys. All of our listeners. I think we should just do a new segment on our show called... That is so pessimistic. I think we should talk about that in our next show.
Okay. What is this segment you want to talk about?
It's called Therapy Time with Susie.
So you'll just, like, therapize people?
Well, you.
I don't feel comfortable.
Well, maybe this song will make you more comfortable.
Oh, God. What are you going to play for us now?
Just listen to it.
Okay. Let's see what it is.
There I was, picking up tomatoes there. he broke the ice beside the frozen beans and berries. He was a dream by the butter and cream at the Save a Penny Superstore. We blocked the aisle for such a long, long while. The people had to call a clerk. So we made plans among the coffee cans, and both our hearts began to perk. Now who am I, and who could be prouder? 'Cause there he is, buying baby food and powder. He pays the bill, and he always will, at the Save a Penny Superstore. Now here am I, and no one could be prouder, 'cause there he is, buying baby food and powder. He pays the bill, and he always will, at the Save a Penny Superstore. At the Save a Penny
That.
That was the Save a Penny Superstore song.
I don't feel... This is a non-commercial show. We shouldn't play commercials on it.
Those don't even exist anymore.
What doesn't exist anymore?
Save a Penny Superstore?
It's still a commercial.
It's not a commercial. It's a song.
It sounded like a commercial to my ears.
Well, you sound ugly, and you are, but that does not mean that everything that sounds like something actually is that something.
You just heard
my...
For
instance,
did you hear that?
Kind of sound like car horns, but that doesn't mean that they're car horns.
You hear that sound?
Yeah.
Just hit my feelings, and it hurts.
You hit the desk.
It was for dramatic...
Stop lying to our listeners.
They don't know what they're hearing.
You don't
for all
know
they
that.
Know, that this is you hitting my feelings.
Well, they had it coming.
Who had it coming?
Your feelings. You hurt my feelings first.
When did I hurt your feelings?
When I said that my boyfriend broke up with me, but you were like, ah!
What was that noise? Is that the noise you make when your boyfriend breaks up with you?
No, that's the noise you make all the time, especially when you're sleeping. It's weird.
You watch me when I'm sleeping?
We had so many sleepovers.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Everybody, I just want you to know that Fred and I have known each other for a very long time.
Don't
so
listen.
I know all of
Please,
his secrets.
Don't listen.
And if he isn't nicer to me, I might start telling everyone his secrets over the radio.
Have I ever told you that you're not ugly at all?
No.
Well, you're kind
of... You have never told me that.
Well, I might not, but I might think about it.
I can't listen to this anymore. Let's play your next stupid song.
Okay, let's try it out.
Okay. I'm a fucking walking paradox. No, I'm not. Threesomes with a fucking triceratops. Reptar, rapping as I'm mocking death rock stars. Wearing synthetic wigs made of anwars. Dreadlocks, bedrock, harder than a motherfucking Flintstone. Making crack rocks out of pussy nigga fish bones. This nigga Jasper trying to get grown. About 5'7" of his bitches in my bedroom. Swallow the cinnamon, I'ma scribble this shit and shit. While Sid is telling me that she's been getting intimate with men. Sid, shut the fuck up. Here's the number to my therapist. Tell him all your problems, he's fucking awesome with listening. Oh. attention. This isn't a fucking hotline. Four fucking shrink. Sheesh, I already got mine. And he's not fucking working. I think I'm wasting my damn time. I'm clocking 6:03 and going postal. This the revenge of the dicks. That's 9 cocks that cop 9. This ain't no V-Tech shit or Columbine. But after bowling, I went home for some damn adventure time. What you mean? I slipped myself some pink zannies, danced around the house and all over print panties. My mom's gone, that fucking bar will never understand me. I'm not gay, I just wanna boogie to some Marvin. What you make of Haley? Fuck her, Wolf Haley robbing him. I'll crash that fucking airplane at that faggot nigga Bob's in and stab Bruno Mars in his goddamn esophagus and won't stop until the cops come in. I'm an overachiever, so how about I start a team of leaders and pick up Stevie Wonder to be the wide receiver? Green paper, gold teeth, and pregnant gold retrievers, all I want. Fuck money, diamonds, and bitches don't need them. But where the fat ones at? I got something to feed them and some cooking books. The black kids never wanted to read them. Snap back, green chia fucking leaves. It's been a couple months and Tina still ain't perma fucking weed. Damn.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I did not hate that. It was pretty good. Although, it got a little racy, but it didn't seem like it was... Well, okay, you know those songs that are like saying bad words just for the hell of it?
Yeah, okay.
It didn't seem like it, but I could see the potential for that.
Oh, what, of him saying bad words just for the hell of it?
Yeah.
What's wrong with saying bad words just for the hell of it?
It just seems not very legit, you know?
I think that, Tyler, the Creator, is pretty legit.
Yeah, okay.
I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, he's from the East Coast. And the East Coast is where is that?
The East Coast does not go as hard as the West Coast does.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's because you don't go hard.
You know who's from the East Coast?
Who?
I don't know. I was asking.
You know who's from the West Coast?
Who?
Snoop Dogg.
He is not hard at all.
He's pretty hard. Although now he's not. He's really not now.
He wears braids, okay?
It's like a gangster
thing. What kind of tough person wears braids?
He doesn't go that hard. I'm sorry. I'll take it back.
Okay, who? Tell me someone from the West Coast that keeps it real.
Well, there's Mac Dre.
All right. He is an afro. He is not tough.
I always forget this guy's name. Tupac Shakur. I don't always forget his name. I just remember
him. You know who's from the East Coast?
Who?
I don't know still. Tell me somebody. Please.
Maybe you should do some research.
I'm not in college to do research. All right, okay?
I'm gonna put on a band, a couple of ladies who go hard. Okay.
Let's see your example.
Well, this is not an example of going hard. I'm just saying they keep it real.
Yeah, let's hear
but
your
this
example.
This wouldn't be my ideal example, but it's next on my playlist.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay.
My life, I'm so much better. You thought that.
happiness. I'm better than that. I'm not gonna blast you on the radio. I'm better than that. I'm not gonna lie to you in your family. I'm better than that. I'm not gonna hate you in the magazine. I'm better than that. I'm not gonna compromise my Christianity. I'm better than that. You know I'm not gonna dish you on the internet. Cause my mama taught me better.
Your example of people going.
I told you that was not my example. I just said that these ladies go hard.
Yeah, but that was your example of going
hard. I'm sorry. Can you think of an example? No, you can't.
I need to go.
You've asked me multiple times.
I need to go to the library. You know,
you're going to find it in the library.
Do they have a
section? That's so close-minded.
Do they have
They don't have a go hard section.
Do they... I thought they did. I saw it last time.
That's just not true.
I definitely saw
they
it.
They do not have a go hard section.
Maybe I was in the record store.
Probably.
Maybe I was... maybe it was when I was in the bathroom before.
That doesn't even make any sense. That's really gross.
I was sitting in the stall, and then there was this thing written on the back of the stall, and it said, go hard.
Well, you obviously didn't take their advice.
What do you mean?
Well, you don't go hard.
You don't know what I do in the bathroom.
I think I do.
I don't know what to say to that. That's pretty disturbing.
We grew up together.
So you watched me in the bathroom?
No, but like when we were
I mean when we
three.
Didn't grow up together, because we didn't grow up together.
No.
So you followed me to my childhood home?
No, you like you lived at my house
me?
For a month.
When
you were three and your parents went on their second honeymoon?
They didn't go on a... That was their third honeymoon.
Oh, so you admit it.
What do I admit?
Yeah, you do.
I don't admit anything.
Okay, let's just hear your stupid song.
All right, yeah. This is a pretty good...
So you admit it?
No.
The song is stupid.
No, I don't...
When I said, let's hear your stupid song, you said, yeah.
No, I was like...
I mean, I think that's what admitting
is.
Yeah,
this song is not stupid.
That's not what it meant.
All right, this is Mount... St. Helens Vietnam Band.
Oh, now you want to say your name.
They're not stupid.
No, okay.
You're stupid.
Whatever. Tell me one thing about this band.
They have a blonde lead singer.
Prove it.
I can't. I need to go to the library.
Tell me something about the song we're about to listen to.
It has guitars in it.
Every song has guitars in it. Okay, like most, all the songs you have played have guitar in them.
That's because I know... Tyler, the Creator, does not play the
guitar.
That's
one song.
And I played two songs.
I bet it has guitars in it, but I bet you don't know anything.
All right. We'll be right back.
space albatross.
Pretty awesome.
That was okay. It was a little long.
Whatever. So I would just like all of our listeners to know something. That since Susie's boyfriend, I guess, that this is what's been happening currently, all she does
He's my ex-boyfriend.
Okay, whatever. All she does is look at dirty pictures on her iPhone.
That's not true. Okay.
I caught you doing it during the song.
I found a picture of a guy in a onesie advertising a fragrance, and I looked at Fred and I said, why would you advertise a fragrance with a guy in a onesie? This is weird.
Like, he was like,
you want to be this guy in a onesie?
He wasn't.
It's not a good advertising scheme.
He wasn't wearing the onesie, though.
Yes, he was. He was just unzipped.
He was barely wearing
the
onesie.
That's not true. Everybody, he had arms on and everything.
It was erotic.
That's not erotic. He was sitting in a chair.
He was doused in water.
I think that might have been the fragrance.
So,
besides, I didn't even like it.
Steaming.
I showed it to you because I thought it was silly.
Yeah.
I was just trying to share something
but
with
then,
you. I think that this is another issue that we should bring up in therapy hour when we talk about your problems.
Maybe we should do a Fred's therapy hour when we discuss.
This is called deflecting everyone. just so you know, it's an identifiable trait in some people that don't want to talk about their real issues.
I think we need to talk about how you have a problem with dirty pictures.
I do not have a problem.
Can you
I
stop?
I can stop anytime I want.
So stop
right now. I don't want to stop. Let's listen to music.
God, you have a serious
this
problem.
This is a really good song, everyone. It's from my childhood.
You're so sick.
She don't like her eggs all runny. She thinks crossing her legs is funny. She looks down her nose at money. She gets it on like the Easter Bunny. She's my baby, I'm her honey. I'm never gonna let her go.
He ain't got laid in a month of Sundays. Caught him once and he was sniffing my undies. He ain't too sharp but he gets things done. Drinks his beer like it's oxygen. But he's my baby and I'm his honey. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. She thinks all my jokes are corny. Convict movies make her horny. She likes ketchup on her scrambled eggs. Swears like a sailor when she shaves her legs. She takes a licking and keeps on ticking. I'm never gonna let her go.
He's got more balls than a big brass monkey. He's a whacked out weirdo and a love bug junkie. Sly as a fox, crazy as a loon. Payday comes and he's a howling at the moon. But he's my baby, I don't mean maybe. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. But we're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves.
So that was from your childhood?
Yeah.
That must explain why you listen. That's why you look at such dirty pictures. Because that was a dirty song.
It was a love song. You can't. Okay, here's the thing.
Some dirty parts
you lack the emotional maturity to look past the vulgar bits in that song and see what it really is. Love song. And I think that that is another thing that we should address in our radio hour where we do therapy.
Yeah, but why would your parents let you listen to that?
Because my parents were crazy.
You just called your parents crazy.
They know they're crazy.
That's really offensive.
Oh my god! Yeah, it reminds me! Guess how many days till my mom comes?
How many?
Two.
More
like one and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm excited to get some free grub.
Well, I'm gonna tell her to uninvite you because you've been so mean about my breakup.
Did you tell her about my offer?
No.
Good. Because that'd be really creepy if she heard that.
You taking your offer back?
Yeah.
Would people on the radio like to know what his offer was? You know what mom's listening right now. My friend Fred here, when I told him that my mom was coming, he was like, well, where is she staying? And I was like, well, she's getting a hotel. And he was like, you know, she can sleep in my room. And I was like,
I did not.
What?
I did not say that.
That was your offer.
I did not say that.
That was definitely what you said.
I said that she could come to a couple of my classes and see what real education is.
That's not what you said, and not, this is not real education.
Not just classes.
We don't have grades.
Well, you go to classes like Spanish and sculpture. That's way more.
I also go to a history class and a literature class.
No. My class, the classes that I take,
oh,
all
yeah.
of them.
Oh, yeah, you take philosophy.
That's a real class. We have to write a paper.
You have to write one paper? Wow.
It's six pages.
6 pages.
That's a lot of pages.
How long of a paper did you write in high school? What would you say was your longest paper?
Probably like 25.
You're lying.
20.
You're lying.
5. 5 pages.
Okay.
Seven or eight. Yeah, really.
So 5.
Yeah.
Really?
How many did you have to write?
24.
That's a lie.
No, it's not.
That's just the same lie as you, when you say, oh, I don't look at dirty pictures on my iPhone.
I don't look at dirty pictures on my iPhone. That
you
would
are
be
just
weird.
A big,
and it would take up a lot of bandwidth
liar.
On my iPhone because I'm only allowed so much internet time. It would be much more useful to do it on my regular computer.
Oh, let's check out our regular computer next time.
Maybe there won't be a next time.
Are you going to kill me?
Maybe.
Because that would suck.
I don't want to cry on air. Let's
cry
play
on
the next
air.
Song.
Come on. Play the damn song.
I'm a scary gargoyle on a tower that you made with plastic power. Your rhinestone eyes are like factories far away. Where the paralytic dreams that we all seem to keep drive on engines till they weep. With future pixels in factories far away. So call the mainland from the beach. Your pod is now washed up in bleach. The waves are rising for this time of year. And nobody knows what to do with the heat. Under sunshine pylons we'll meet while rain is falling like grindstones from the sky. Factors.
That was a very special song that goes out to some friends I have. It was Rhinestone Eyes.
What friends?
I have friends.
No, see, this is another thing we need to talk about in our therapy session, is you lying to yourself about how many people like you.
A lot of people like me.
Like who?
Like my mom.
No, she doesn't count. She's your mom. She has to like you.
And my dad.
He doesn't count either. And well, he doesn't really like you.
Your parents don't like you, so how does that count?
My parents love me. My mom would not be visiting if she didn't love me.
Maybe she just wants to get away from home for a little bit. Take a vacation.
In Amherst, Massachusetts.
It is awesome here.
There's like one place here.
There's like at least two.
Okay, you don't understand. As someone from the streets... It's very different.
How is it different?
Well, there's like one place here, and on the streets here are like 10.
How is there places on the streets?
Well, there's streets.
What?
See, you don't understand.
That doesn't make any sense.
You don't understand.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so how many other people like you?
At least, do you like me?
I don't know. You're like...
I'm going to have to get back
to you. You know that thing... When you really hate something, but you really love it?
No, I don't.
Like, whenever you see them, you want to give them a hug, but whenever they open their mouths, you want to stuff their face onto a curb and then just kick them in the back of the head really hard.
Ow, you just kicked me in the back of the head really hard. Why would you do that?
I'm sorry, I was visualizing it. And you know that thing where people say, visualize your thing happening and it'll happen? It actually did.
Well, because you kicked me.
Yes.
Oh, jeez, I'm bleeding.
You'll be okay.
I need to go to the hospital.
See, this is training for the streets. Let's listen to my next song. Okay.
Play a really long one so I can go to the hospital.
No.
Some said the local lake had been enchanted. Others said it must have been the weather. The neighbors were trying to keep it quiet, but I swear that I could hear the laughter. So they jokingly nicknamed it the porridge, 'cause overnight that lake had turned as thick as butter. The local kids would still go swimming, drinking, saying that to them it doesn't matter. If you just hold in your breath till you come back up in full, hold in your breath till you started through, you fool. Genius next door was bussing tables, wiping clean the ketchup bottle labels, getting high and mumbling German fables. Didn't care as long as he was able to strip his clothes off by the dumpster at night while everyone. Secret he was keeping. If you just hold in your breath till you come back up in full, hold in your breath till you started through, you foolish child. Thank you. morning the film crews start arriving with donuts, coffee, and reporters. The kids are waking up hungover. The neighbors were starting up their cars. The garbage men were emptying the dumpsters. Atheists were praying full of sarcasm. And a genius next door was sleeping, dreaming that the antidote is orgasm. If you just hold in your breath till you come back up in full.
You almost made it, though. That was beautiful. I'm glad that you and Regina Spektor have so much in common. You should listen to her more to help you get in touch with your real feelings.
I don't know. I don't really like to listen to women.
Wow, that's really sexist.
That's not sexist. It's true. I don't like to listen to women.
That's weird.
What are you saying? I can't hear you.
Pretty sure I was looking through your CDs the other day, and I found Destiny Child, Regina Spektor, Britney Spears, and some other women that didn't really seem like they went with it, like Tori Amos. Like, you wouldn't expect to find Tori Amos and Britney Spears in the same music library. I mean, they're both in my music library, but, you know, it's a little different.
I just like to look at the album cover. I mean, just listen. No, I don't have those CDs.
I mean, and your poster collection is pretty different, too. I think you only have one male band as that on that poster collection thing. What? You know the one you keep in the back room in your house?
No.
Where you think no one knows about it?
I don't know. Don't know.
Your mom showed me.
How does... My mom doesn't know about... Does my mom know about that?
I'm just saying. She likes her beanbag chair because she thinks it's comfy.
Please. Oh, God. This is really embarrassing. I have so many socks back there.
Oh, that's really gross. We didn't see anything. Let's just move on.
I like to wear comfy socks while I'm back there.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Okay.
The top of a hill, but I had just missed the sun. promise not to lose her again. And when I can't feel with my son hands, I promise not to lose her again.
Time for us to go.
Yeah, so thanks for listening. It was wonderful. And our last song is dedicated to my sister and should reflect how I'm feeling
right
now.
What's your sister's name?
You
don't know your own
sister's
name?
I don't want to say it because she's a little embarrassed by it. Can we just move on?
All right, sure.
And it reflects, well, she requested it, actually.
So all right.
That's funny. Okay. Thanks for listening.
Summer after high school, when we first met, we make out.